interception today. Did you think you were going to take that one back to the house?
Yeah, that's my first mindset, definitely. But I got tripped up. Once I tripped up, that offensive lineman got the chance to come on and swallow me up.
What'd you say for your defense there? You know, you guys have a chance to kill the clock on offense. Eli's pass gets intercepted. Uh-huh. Take us through what it was like in that huddle those last four downs.
All our mindset is that defense won championships, and we've been called upon again to make a play, make a down, a stop, and that's what we strive on.
Lenny, can you describe what happened on those fourth down stops that the Eagles had? Could have been an entirely different ballgame if they completed.
Oh, man, just hungry. We was hungry for it. I mean, they tried us. I mean, if you're going to try us, I mean, we're going to bring everything to you. And you're going to really have to fight for those yards. We're not going to just give it to you.
Lenny, you remember last year, there were a bunch of fourth quarter leads. This team blew, and the defense was gassed a lot in the fourth quarter. What's the difference this year? You guys are making the
Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody knows the details, the concepts, and where we need help at, and where we need to be at when we're on defense, and just making those plays. Is we playing fast? We're not thinking. Nobody's thinking on the field.
Is that a pretty big confidence boost now that you can see that you guys are getting done?
Oh yeah, definitely. When we did that in Dallas, it was like we got the guys, and we know that all we got to do is now we just finish and keep playing the way we're playing.
Defensive back to another. What can you say about the play of Trevin Wade today? He was called upon some key situations, including the final play.
That's our guy. I mean, we have trust in him. We love him, and he's going to make plays. I mean, we put him in bad situations, but he going to make the good outcome of him. And when his name is called upon, that's what great players do.
What do you guys focus on coming out of the bye defensively?
Just working on what we need to work on. Our biggest concern was third downs. Third downs, get out the field on third downs. We got called upon to make four down stops, but get out the field on third downs and get the offense back the ball as soon as possible.
Landon, what kind of momentum on the sidelines happening when you guys are able to get those two picks, the first Eagles possessions back to back, and then offense is able to execute right away?
Just what you said, the offense is ready to execute, and we got them the ball, and it was hype. I mean, you take a lot out of the defense, the opposing defense, when you make a turnover. Some of them rise up to the challenge, some of them don't, and at that time they didn't.
What are you guys going to do as a team overall to kind of, you get a 14-0 start? How do you kind of just keep putting a team away?
You keep making third down. We, as a defense, we keep making third down stops. We keep getting the ball back to our offense, and on our offense, they keep pushing the ball downfield, running the clock out, and just scoring.
And what was the kind of pressure with today with the rookie quarterback coming in this atmosphere the first time with you guys? Talk about that.
Oh, man, he's a great guy, a great quarterback. He's going to be great in more years to come. But, I mean, just knowing that all the weeks that we had on him in the film study, we knew what he liked to do, where his run reads at him. The concept-wise of their offense, it was quick game. It was more get the ball out of his hands very fast. And we just had to be in the way where he threw it at and make tackles and make plays.
What's it like for you? You had three different guys playing safety. Darian, Nat came back today, and Adams. What's it like for you year two? Again, with so many other guys playing in the other safety spot?
Just my confidence. I know my guys know what they're doing. I've been with all those guys the past two years, and they know what they're supposed to do. So I'm not really worried about what they have to do or if they have a question, we can easily correct it on the field or whatever's going on, easily correct it, and they understand what's going on. It's not a fight back there.
You have to kick some interception. Do you guys look at each other going, oh, no, or what are you doing if you're going out in the field?
Nah, we just like, we got to do it again. Make another stop. We got to make another stop and get the ball back to our offense.
Does Odell owe you anything for last night's
loss? Definitely. We had a little rage on it. We're going to definitely, he's probably walking now. Got to take this picture on Monday, so y'all be waiting for it.
Landon, what do you say to Eli Apple, a rookie after he has a bit of a tough game tonight? What do you say to him to get the scourge?
I went through it last year. I just told him to talk to me. I said, bro, it's the way the game go. You're gonna have some great games. You're gonna have some down games. You just got to just be able to turn the page, man. We all have those games. I mean, you got to like we always look back at Trevin Wade. Everybody have those games. He come back and do what he did today. You're gonna have those games. Just keep your head up and keep pushing. We love you regardless. You're our brother. Regardless of anybody say about you, regardless of people downing you, we gonna always protect you.
First time this year where you felt the offense and the defense both make big plays in the same game?
It's been ongoing. I mean, they don't make all the big plays, but they make big plays when we need it. So, I mean, they do it when we count, and they did that today, definitely. And same with the defense.